Hi, this is Christy Smith, Christy the Wordsmith from Montana State University in Bozeman. Now here's a cartoon figure. Whiskered face, shabby hat, stubby stogie, bindle stick slung across a shoulder, tired shoes on a dirt road. It's a caricature of the American hobo, of course, who in real life roamed the nation's rails and roads between the 1860s through the Second World War. Some hobos built the railroads that opened the American frontier, and those on the road sought seasonal work in lumber camps, orchards, and construction sites. The 19th and 20th century hobo life has been amply recorded in photo, song, and story, but the origin of that hobo moniker is elusive. The word itself appeared in the Pacific Northwest in the late 19th century. A November 1889 edition of a Washington State newspaper, the Ellensburg Capital, reported, "The tramp has changed his name, or rather had it changed for him, and now he is a hobo." Here, the initial letter in hobo is capitalized, making it look like a proper name, perhaps one that tramps adopted for themselves for whatever reason. And that reason remains a matter of debate amongst word watchers to this day. Join me next time for some origin stories about the word hobo. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.